It was October, a bright, clear, early fall. But the days passed slowly at Julian's. For me, it was an endless succession of Coq Monsieur and Chef Salads. Didn't anyone ever eat anything else? Oh, pity the poor sous chef. As soon as the sun went down, regular as clockwork, Brigitte appeared.
Oh, man, were we wild.
She was one of the nighttime regulars. Large and dark and intense.
Knock the head off the old queen statue!
Much of her conversation seemed to be about food and the good old days.
I think that's a disrespectful thing to do.
I chuckled. Helen liked a good political scrap. We smiled at each other.
There was such a ruckus in the press the next day. Oh, the Star was furious. Le Devoir muted.
I'm hungry, Jean-Claude.
What do you want, Bridget?
Do you know what I want, mon chéri? I want Boudin de Gibier, and I want it here, now, right in front of me.
Brigitte could be really scary.
I don't serve Boudin de Gibier. Ça va, Brigitte?
Oui, ça va. Oh, a man can only do what he can. Me, I'm into gibier these days. Wild and tasty. And better if freshly killed. A little lox. Lapwing, signatone, mignon, delectable.
Helen got up to leave.
I'm going.
Will I see you later?
She kissed me, and everyone in the bistro stopped talking.
Oh,
God, that makes me weak.
But that's something must give him all the night.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, I hope our conversation isn't sending you away.
No, I was leaving anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't you like food, Michelle?
I said I was leaving anyway.
Oh, a nice little tasty lark, perhaps.
Actually, I'm thinking about becoming a vegetarian.
Oh! Julien, Michelle, come on, let's go.
At last!
Brigitte took out a joint. She lit it and passed it to me. This was fun. I set about making the croc. Everything seemed so funny.
Hey, what does Coq Monsieur even mean?
Boy, was I stoned. The next day, Uncle Percy had a visitor.
This is my old chicky chicken chum ready.
He was a bit younger than Percy, maybe 10 years. But he had definitely had a harder life.
This crazy dingbat bugged my ear for a year. Real fish. He wouldn't shut up. Even in the yard. Blather, blather all the time.
Who's this?
Eve. That bitch Brigitte set him up for the fall.
A big woman, dark hair, talks all the time.
You know Brigitte?
Sure, yeah.
Well, this fish, Eve, knows her too. They had this scam, Eve and Brigitte bringing in Brie.
Cheese?
I'm talking! Yeah, cheese. Over the line. Doing the lines of mugs game. Where's Brigitte hanging out?
Why?
She and I gotta talk.
I looked at Uncle Percy, and he seemed to nod.
When I work, chez Julien, on the Maisonneuve.
Yeah? Well, I gotta be moving. Say it, Percy.
There was something going on. As Renee had said, across the line, a mug's game. I got out the encyclopedia. Wildlife. Aha. International trade in ivory and live fish, shellfish, mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds.
Wow.
Claudino, it's heaven.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, listen to this. We even have wildlife trafficking here in Canada. Gulls from black bears are worth, are you ready for this? $10,000 each. $10,000, American dollars.
I don't think you care about me at all. You want some coffee, Helen?
No, thank you. I'll be going now.
Oh, going? Why?
Bye.
What happened, Claudino?
Nothing, Mama.
Ah, young love.
The next night at Julian's, Rene was there.
Know this boy?
Yes.
As soon as Brigitte appeared, he buttonholed her.
I seen Pierre.
She turned as white as a sheet.
You know what I mean when I said I seen Pierre?
They were at it for hours.
I want my money!
An hour later, Brigitte and Rene left together. A few nights later, Helen and I were walking on Saint-Denis, up near Duluth.
Go to a cafe? Did it go to the Boulevard?
It's too late for me. You know, keep me up.
You could have a tisane or a decaf.
I don't want anything.
We were almost at the corner when I saw René.
Hey, look. That's René, the guy I told you about, the guy Percy knows.
There was another man with René.
I'm sure.
A large, menacing man. All of a sudden, the menacing man pushed René against the plate glass window. René picked himself up and ran after the menacing man, who was racing up Saint-Denis towards Rachette. I started to run too. I stopped in my tracks.
Don't, please, René.
She kissed me on the cheek. A few days later, I was at the cafe looking at the Journal de Montréal. A story on page 6 caught my attention. Boy, did it ever. René had been found in the river, dead. The police suggested that he had jumped from the Jacques Cartier Bridge. I didn't tell Percy. I went over to Julian's. I didn't have a shift, but I didn't know what else to do. Julian and Brigitte were thick as thieves in the kitchen and laughing their guts out.
I gotta go back. Oh, no, 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 no. It's too much.
What's happening in the kitchen?
Brigitte's showing me a gibier recipe. I'm thinking of putting it on the menu.
Gibier? It's an endangered species.
Oh, you're just the sous chef. It's none of your affair, boy.
Juliette, come and smell this. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting something? I'm in the kitchen.
Suddenly, I don't trust her.
Oh, you're being silly, boyo. Very silly.
I was so out of it. I kept bumping into people on the street. Not a cool thing to do on Saint Laurent.
I'm sick of Julian. Sick of it.
Helen was already at La Cabane when I arrived.
I've got to tell you something. I've been offered a job in Mississauga.
What? Where?
Mississauga. Just west of Toronto.
Mississauga?
It's too good an opportunity for me to pass up. A big production house. I could be production manager within a year. I'm leaving Saturday.
At that moment, I wanted her so badly.
Let's have a meal tomorrow.
No, it's better like this.
I knew at that moment I loved her. The next day I had a shift at Julu's. I didn't want to go. I was still pissed off at Julian.
We've got to relax.
And then there was Brigitte.
Life is so short. Look, I'm going on a little trip. You should come with me.
Why?
I like you. We could get high. You could maybe even make yourself a little cash. Always useful, no?
When?
Soon?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, mon cher, such a pity. It's such a pity.
Well, Tan and Rose were in the beast.
Let's go. Take your hands.
Hey. Is Julian under arrest?
Ah, Jean-Claude. You don't mind if I call you Jean-Claude, do you?
We're taking your boss in for questioning. Maybe you better come along with us, kid.
Why?
Always questions from the kid. Receiving smuggled goods, that's one. Come on.
Birds, Jean-Claude.
Birds.
Where are birds? Come on.
It was the usual story downtown at police headquarters.
I told Julian that he doesn't have to tell you anything.
Kid, give us a break, okay? We found the birds in the kitchen.
He does not know how they got there.
I love this job, huh? I really love this job.
Well, he has nothing to say.
Julian, I'm going to see you take the whole rap.
Why me?
I don't like your cooking.
I walked home. It was quiet, and I needed to think. None of Brigitte's stories, René, the Mauviette, the trip, had any endings. They only had beginnings and middles. I had to know where Brigitte was going. I had to get her, somehow, to admit her involvement in this bird-smuggling thing. Otherwise, Julian was going to prison for a long time. I made sandwiches and a thermos of good, dark French roast. I put on a warm coat, the nights were getting real cold now, and got out the old DeSoto. There was nobody on Waverly. There was hardly anybody on Avenue du Parc. It didn't take long to get to Brigitte's flat on Avenue des Érables, over on the plateau. Aha! There was Brigitte's little blue Renault. I parked the DeSoto down the street and waited. 3 hours later, Brigitte appeared. I couldn't believe my luck. My timing was perfect. She had several boxes and a suitcase. I could hear her humming an old Jacques Brel song. She quickly loaded up the car and started out. I stayed about a kilometer behind her. Her blue Renault was real easy to see. We took the Ville-Marie to Mercier Bridge and caught Highway 9 south. At the border, I was 3 cars behind her.
Where were you born?
Montreal.
And where are you headed?
Just going for a drive, but I'm not sure. Is that okay? Just a tourist. He hesitated and then waved me through. Instantly, it was different. The road was now Interstate 87. In Plattsburgh, it started to rain. At Keysville, Brigitte changed back to Highway 9, and I kept right behind her. This was the old road, and I liked it better. Eventually, I had to stop at the service station. The DeSoto ate gas like it was peanuts. When I got back on the road, I sped up. Brigitte was nowhere to be found. Oh no. I kept peering into the rain. Nothing. No blue Renault. Nothing. I had lost her. 10 kilometers short of Lake George, the DeSoto died. I didn't know what to do.
What am I gonna do now?
Brigitte was gone. Julian was going to prison. René was dead. The road was empty. Ugh. I sat for a while and listened to the rain. I finished the last of my coffee. The rain stopped. Brigitte pulled up.
Bonjour, mon cher. You need a lift?
I got into the blue Renault. We didn't say a word. She let me out in Fort Edward.
Merci, Brigitte.
De rien. Salut, mon cher.
It was all so strange. I got a room in an old motel. There was a TV and a
bed that vibrated and a tap that dripped. I lay on the bed and wondered what I was doing here. I must be mad. I fell asleep to the silent song. The next morning, I set out for some breakfast. Fort Edward was a small place. The main street was Broadway, and there were exactly 2 traffic lights. I liked it right away. The Hudson River was on one side of the town and the Champlain Canal on the other. I walked down Moon Street onto Wing Street and found the Water's Edge Cafe, right on the Hudson River, with a terrace overlooking a yacht basin and some large criss-crafts. It was sunny and warm. In Montreal, it would have been filled with people, smoking, drinking, reading the paper. The cafe was empty. I went inside.
Hello, I'd like some breakfast.
Bacon and eggs, cookie?
A pleasant woman behind the counter. There were rows of teas and tisanes on a shelf behind her.
You're French.
My mother's Italian.
I knew. Easy over, cookie?
Yes, and brown toast.
Mm-hmm. I could smell bacon cooking.
Take a seat outside.
Okay.
I'll pour you some coffee.
Yeah.
I'll be with you in 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
I wondered what to do next. Was I in over my head? The woman brought the food and sat down.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jean-Claude.
What do you do, Jean-Claude?
I'm a cook.
Are you really?
Yeah. I work in a bistro.
You know, I'm looking for someone to help me out here.
Oh, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, I know. I do this writing for the newspaper, and it takes me away from the place. Just a few hours a day would be a big break for me. What do you say?
Well, I say sure.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then that's it, Cookie. we'll start tomorrow.
Okay.
I liked it there. It was surprisingly warm at night. I sat by the river at the cafe and listened to the water lapping. I wondered how Helen was doing. I wondered when I would see Brigitte again. I knew I would. Maggie was a joy to work with. I began to think of myself as a cookie, and I liked it. One day, Darwin appeared, right out of the blue.
Hi, little brother.
Hi.
You're Jean-Claude. How are you?
He gripped my hand and squeezed it.
Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
I've always liked Canadians. Been to Kansas City?
No.
That's just there. Built this massive house and left. Santa Fe before that.
Darwin's always building houses and leaving. He's lived everywhere.
I've lived everywhere.
The next day, Darwin did his Darwin thing and appeared out of nowhere.
Hey, Jean-Claude, come here. I saw that DeSoto of yours.
Where?
Oh, in a field somewhere.
So, he knew Brigitte.
She's a beaut. Dynaflow,
huh? That was interesting.
Hey, you want to give me a hand getting my gear out of the truck?
Sure.
The gear consisted of 3 locked metal cases and a powerful-looking CB radio rig. Soon, Darwin was up on the roof of the cafe, putting up an antenna. I went down to Broadway to get some things for Maggie. There was a deputy sheriff parked right on the corner of Moon and Broadway. I figured, why not?
Hello.
She was beautiful.
Excuse me.
Now, what can I do for you?
There's a crime in progress.
In progress?
Well, something's gonna happen.
Now, what would that be?
Smuggling game birds into Canada.
Game birds? How would they be doing that?
I don't know yet. But they're going to use a boat.
A boat?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know.
Have you been drinking?
I had a glass of wine.
I thought so. What? Now you go home and sober up.
I couldn't blame her.
No.
It all sounded vague and unlikely. I went back to the motel and tried to rest. My mind was all a whirl. It was dark when I got back to the cafe.
Where's Maggie?
She had to go to Saratoga.
There was a large truck parked outside in the back.
What's in the truck?
Shut up. I don't like your face.
And I don't like being talked to like that.
It ain't all you're not gonna like.
What do you mean by that?
This is what's happening, Jean-Claude. A little bevy of Mauviens have just flown up the interstate.
In the truck?
Right. And then I'm going to take them to Montreal, and you're going to help me.
What do I have to do?
A cruise on the lake. What could be more pleasant?
He pointed outside, and I saw a large 40-foot shiny new Chris craft moored at the dock.
It's a big boat.
Now, this was something I could tell the chef.
Well, then, if you don't need me, I'd like to go back to the motel for a while.
You're not going anywhere.
Suddenly, the CB radio flared up.
Hey, whatever you do, don't let the boy
That's
go.
That's Brigitte.
That's right. The magic of radio, mon cher.
You've been listening to us?
You know, Jean-Claude, that was bad. That was very bad, going to the deputy like that. Though I admit she is adorable.
What makes you think the deputy's not going to show up?
She's been sent somewhere else.
By Maggie?
Hey, you leave my sister out of this. She's got nothing to do with anything.
I'm leaving.
Darwin pulled out a large automatic and pointed it at me.
We load the boat, eh? We leave.
Get it?
Okay, boys, let's be fast.
Darwin made me lie on the floor of the cabin while he steered, or tried to. The water had suddenly gotten very rough and choppy.
Oh! I hate this.
Darwin wasn't much of a sailor.
Oh. You stay there. Oh, if you move, here. Fish
Darwin went out onto the deck and worked his way carefully aft where I guess the engine was. The floor sure needed cleaning. I could barely make it out above the noise of the storm, but I thought I heard Darwin. I ran out on the deck. Darwin was out of the boat, hanging onto the railing for dear life. It was then that he fell off and into the raging water. Turned on the CB radio and called Brigitte.
Brigitte!
Mon cher, is that you?
Darwin's been washed overboard. I don't know what to do.
Well, sit back, mon cher. I'm coming.
20 minutes later, Brigitte was there in a small, fast boat. She came on board. Brigitte had the gun. I suddenly realized I had made a big mistake.
This is what's happening, mon cher. We continue up like champagne, like pirates all the way. To Rouse's Point, where there's a customs dock. Then into the Richelieu River, where soon we'll be met by a large man with a large truck.
Pierre?
Yes, I guess you know Pierre.
Well, that's if you get there. There's another storm coming up.
Oh, look. There's North Hero. A bit like me, huh, Jean-Claude? A hero of the north. A heroine of the cold. Oh, not talkative? Oh, I can understand that. No. Oh, now to work.
She lit a joint. This time, she didn't offer me any.
You see, Jean-Claude, in order to keep our little feathered friends quiet while they're in customs, we must drug them with happy dreams.
You use grass?
Mm-hmm. Other things affect the taste, whereas pot actually seems to enhance the flavor. Canning is fun. And definitely more fun. I don't see.
She set the boat on automatic pilot and went below. Every minute seemed like a lifetime. There was nothing but here. Each breath was my last. I felt stupid and I didn't care. I guess it was shock. Another hour passed. Where were they? I looked out of the porthole. What? There was a Canadian flag and an American flag side by side. Rouse's Point. By straining and reaching, I found I could turn off the autopilot with my knee and steer the boat with my nose right into the customs dock. I had to laugh. Brigitte was arrested. She had smoked so much pot she had passed out. As the troopers took her away, Brigitte turned to me and laughed. A self-deluding, cynical, bitter, aging revolutionary. She frightened me. I had to go back to Fort Edward and try and find the DeSoto. Percy would never forgive me if I lost it. Maybe that deputy sheriff could help me. And then I thought, do I even want to go back to Montreal? Or Mississauga? And Helen? I realized at that moment that it was over with Helen. I didn't miss her. The Water's Edge Cafe. A quiet winter suddenly seemed very attractive, and Fort Edward seemed like just the right place.